Shetland Health and Social Care Partnership Joint Strategic Plan 2025 to 2028. Easy read. Contents. Introduction. Who we are. What we have. Health and care in Shetland. The difficulties we have. What we want to do. Our ambitions. Fair and accessible support for our communities. Prevention, early intervention and maximised well-being. Sustainable models of care. What happens next? Introduction. This is a plan about community health and social care services in Shetland and what we will do. To provide health and care. To work with the community. To support our staff. To make best use of the money we spend. To improve access to our services, to provide services in the future. This plan is from April 2025 to March 2028. Who we are. We call this the Shetland Health and Care Partnership. This is sometimes shortened to Shetland HSCP. The partnership provides community health and care services. This includes social work, social care, mental health, doctors, dental, community nursing and physiotherapy. What we have. Shetland has a small population of around 23,000 people. Shetland has one hospital, several health centres, dental clinics, care centres and other support services. Our services are mainly provided in local areas. We call these localities. We divide Shetland into 7 localities. Each has its own group who work together to help with health, care and well-being in the local area. Health and care in Shetland. People are living longer. There are now more older people than before and fewer young people. Older people often need more health and social care. They may need help from doctors, nurses, and other health and care staff. There are also more people with conditions like learning disabilities and autism. Some people have health and care needs that are becoming more complex. Because of COVID-19, some health and care services had to change. Some services reduced or stopped, and people may have had to wait longer for the care they needed. Some people became very unwell with COVID. We need to support people and our teams that have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The difficulties we have. Our budget shows the money we have and the things that we need to buy. We have less in our budget than we need to keep providing the services as we currently do. This means we have less money to spend on the things we need. We need to save money and use it in the best way that we can. We find it hard to get new staff for our jobs. We pay a lot of money for staff, including temporary staff. We will look at how we can get more local and permanent staff. What we want to do. We have 3 big things we are working to achieve. These are called our ambitions. To achieve those 3 big ambitions, we have broken them down into smaller goals. These smaller goals are like steps that we need to take to reach the bigger ones. Our teams will work together to help us to achieve our goals and ambitions. Our ambitions. Ambition 1. Fair and accessible support for our communities. We will make sure everyone in our community can get the health and care support they need. Ambition 2. Prevention, early intervention and maximised well-being. We will focus on finding ways to help people to prevent ill health or worsening health. Ambition 3. Sustainable models of care. We will find ways to provide care now and for the future. Fair and accessible support for our communities. We will help to make sure that everyone can get the support they need. We will make our services helpful, so no one needs to be worried to ask for help. We will work to make our health and care services easy to find and easy to use. We will work to make our communication, such as leaflets and website, easy to understand. We will help carers by providing them with support and information. We will listen to people in our community so we understand what people need. Prevention, early intervention, and maximized well-being. We will help people to find the right information or service they need. We will help people to understand their options and make plans. We will support people to live healthy and safely at home. We will support people to take control of their health and well-being. We will support people to stop or reduce ill health. We will support people who want help with mental health, alcohol, or drug use. Sustainable models of care. We will work to provide care in the right place. This could be at home or in another homely place. We will look at different places and ways we can provide care. We will work to help people so they don't have to stay extra time in hospital. We will support our staff so they can learn and work in a positive workplace. We will use technology such as computers, tablets, and mobile phone apps to improve our services. We will work to reduce waste and be more environmentally friendly. What happens next? Our teams will work hard to make sure our services work well and support everyone. We will write reports to tell people how things are going. And we will ask people to tell us if things went well or if they had a problem. If you want to learn more or see our full strategic plan, you can visit our website www.shetland.gov.uk/social-care-health, or you can email us community.care@shetland.gov.uk. You can write to us. The address is CHSC, NHSHQ Montfield, Borough Road, Lerwick, ZE1 OLA. Or you can call us. The number is 01595 744308. This audio copy has been read and produced by volunteers of the Shetland Library Talking Newspaper Service.